listening to Superpower Mamas on the Superpower Up podcast, the show that embraces the art of soulful parenting.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Superpower Mamas, and I'm Laura Greco, your host, and I'm very excited to bring you the show today. We are talking about financial freedom is not a myth. Are you a hardworking parent who is really struggling with the schedules and having children and really desiring to have financial freedom? Well, if this is true, this is really a show for you to listen in on. We have with us Jody Vetrell. She is the author of Beyond the Banks, Success Strategies in Real Estate as a Private Lender. She has a 20-year degree in high-tech software sales, working at Fortune 500 companies, and has won multiple sales achievement awards, closed seven-digit deals, and enjoyed several presidential trips around the world. And she became a mom. And that really changed how she was viewing things. She shares in her website her story about how she decided and why she decided to go and turn around her life and create the financial freedom she was really looking for so she could have the energy to be the parent she wanted to be and to live the life she truly wanted. So I'm very excited to welcome Jody Vetrell here with us. Welcome, Jody.
Thank you, Laura. That was lovely. Thank you for having me on your show. I love what you're doing to support all the super mamas out there. That's fantastic.
Yeah, they are super mamas too, aren't they? All the mamas are, including you. Absolutely. I am going to share with the audience too how when you applied to come on the show, I was very intrigued by your strong desire to want to help moms and parents in general, just to gain that financial freedom and find a way to really live the lives they want to live. So thank you for your work in the world.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So with all that in mind, I'm going to start as we usually do with what's your mama superpower?
Well, I think my mama superpower is really about being self-reliant. It really comes from my independence mixed in with my intuition, my drive to keep going, because I know that we just have to keep going. We just keep moving forward, don't we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is beautiful. Because as moms, I really think that's a high quality, a great quality to, and superpower to expand on and to grow. I also would like to ask you how you believe that the superpower has assisted you in your life as a parent first, and then in your work.
Well, being a fiercely independent person has really helped me throughout my life. It's caused some problems with different relationships and things like that. But for the most part, just figuring it out, taking it on. I wish I was a little bit more of a person who had ease with delegating and that kind of thing. But being independent and self-reliant has definitely served me. When we were trying to get pregnant, I was very determined to be a mom, and we definitely had our bumps along the road, especially being in my 40s at the time. And I was just so determined that we did have a loss, a miscarriage. And then I just sort of thought, is this the end, or do I have to, can I give it another try? So I just went for it, did the same program that I did to get pregnant the first time. And I was very, very driven and very independently minded mm-hmm. because I took my own path. I wasn't getting detracted from the naysayers giving me a hard time about, you know, being in my 40s. Oh, you're too old. You know, maybe this is it. You know, maybe you should go to adoption. Not that anything is wrong with adoption. That probably would have been our path another time. But essentially, I just knew that I just needed to keep going, keep trying, keep getting my body right. And we were successful. And I had my son when I was 43, and a few days later, I turned 44.
Oh my, beautiful, beautiful. What a beautiful success story too. And your ability to move past what could feel so devastating as a miscarriage, especially when you're feeling the pressure to become pregnant before too long. This is a beautiful example of that. And I love too that you're able to really know your own path and not be driven or motivated or pushed by other people's opinions, right? You're focused in on your own intuitive knowing and your own intuitive drive. That's beautiful.
Yes, definitely. And that really, really continued on. I mean, when I was working for, and I had that, you know, I had a 20-year very successful career in the high tech, working for three right. different companies, and mm-hmm. and I had a very good situation. You know, I was working from home. I had at this point, I had a smaller territory. It was a good job, and but you know, when I was, you know, having a baby in my mid-40s was definitely a challenge. You know, you don't bounce back as quick as mm-hmm. you'd like to. I mean, I would say 5 years in, I'm still not the same person I was pre-pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Definitely not the same, you know, physically or anything like that. But, you know, I had my such challenges getting pregnant and having a healthy little boy that it really came to a point where, you know, the work was great, but it was challenging. And then in came a boss that, you know, we just sort of, you know, we weren't aligned. I wasn't aligned with his values. Mm-hmm. And it just started to change the whole dynamic of my experience at that company, even though it was a fantastic company mm-hmm. To work for. And what was happening is that my relationship with my son was really what was suffering, and my ability to be the mom that I wanted to be for him was just not, it just wasn't there. I wasn't capable of it. I was very stressed out, and I was just racing, running all the time. My husband, he works on the road in, you know, sports broadcast. So he travels for 95% of his work. He's not working right now because of the COVID, but, he, you know, I was, you know, a good portion of the year I'm on my own. And mm-hmm. then when I did put him into daycare, of course there's the daycare doozies, and that was really taking me out a lot. Yeah. And it was very challenging to balance all of that. And I just, you know, came to a point where I just said to myself, something has got to change here. And I believe that if I really take a look at where I'm at financially, mm-hmm. that I can do some restructuring here and potentially free myself up.
Well, that's beautiful. Yeah. You did not take it as, well, as me, I have this challenge. Instead, you said, you know what? I need to change something. And so that's where your superpower again became so, so evident and so useful for you. And I'm excited to get into that as we finish our conversation after the break. But before we get back to that, Could you share where people can find you?
Yes, absolutely. So I have my website called jodivetrel.com, JodiVetrel.com. And I have my book sells through that website. So it's just jodivetrel.com/beyond-the-banks. And that's where you can find my book for purchase. And then I also have an academy where I do train people on how to build these strategies into their life for financial success. And that can be found at beyondthebanks.academy.
Thank you for that. And I also want to add that I did purchase the book, and I will tell all the listeners out there, it's a great thing to check out. I only got halfway through it because I didn't have time before we had our interview to finish it, but I found it very easy to read, very to understand. And so if you want to have a glimpse in some ideas, that is a great way to begin. So thank you, Jody. We're going to take our break now, and when we come back, we're going to go deeper into this conversation around being a mom and financial freedom.
Sounds good.
Okay. Hello, everyone. This is Tonya Don Rekla, Executive Director of Superpower Experts, and we want to thank each of you for making Superpower Up the number one podcast network for personal development and spiritual growth. Because people like you have the courage to say that mindfulness, healthy living, disrupting reality, the pursuit of consciousness, responsible entrepreneurship, and radical parenting matter, we now amass over 1 million downloads monthly in more than 90 countries. Our numbers keep growing because there are far more people willing to live divergently than mass media wants to acknowledge. For you, the change makers, the light bearers, the way showers, we say thank you. If you're ready to take the next step in your evolution, go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz. And as Neva Lee Rekla, our youngest podcaster, likes to remind us, remember, we all have superpowers and we can change the world. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Superpower Mamas, and I'm your host, Laura Greco. We are speaking with Jody Vetrel, and we're talking about the topic of financial freedom is not a myth. Now, before we went on the break, you were sharing your story and all about, you know, a mom in your 40s feeling overwhelmed with your schedule, not really having the bandwidth to be the mom that you were envisioning for yourself. And so you took charge. And with that mind, I'd like to ask that question, you know, like you really wanted to be a mom, and you wanted to also exercise your autonomy as a woman and a mother, right? And a financial provider. So tell us more about how that all came together for you.
Yeah, sure. That's great. So basically I was working in this, you know, selling engineering simulations, so basically physics, to a variety of engineering disciplines. And that all came to a head where I just didn't want to do that anymore. So it really came down to the Excel spreadsheet and getting my numbers down. And I call it a financial reality check. And what that is really, it's your balance sheet. It's really figuring out what assets that you have, where they're at, what your liabilities are, and you minus one from the other and you find your net worth. When you're looking at the assets, what was interesting to me is that I discovered that there was assets that were underperforming and assets that were completely locked up that I did have access to. Now, look, I had already been doing some private lending on a small scale out of Washington State. I'm Canadian, so I had some U.S. cash, and so I was doing just dipped my toes in. Mm-hmm. And I'd, you know, been doing stuff around the real estate world for 15 years with buy and holds. And I understood these concepts to a certain degree, but mm-hmm. I never really trusted, I had some trust issues. I had some issues with myself, thinking that I wasn't smart enough and that I wasn't, you know, this wasn't possible. And then I went for it, and I really found it very straightforward, very easy, very secure. And I guess, you know, maybe what I recognize of where I'm at with the where we're at with the conversation is that I haven't really talked about what it is in the real estate and how I did this with private money. Mm-hmm. And what for the listeners, if they're not already aware, what private money lending in real estate is, it's basically, if you think of how the banks make money through net margin interest. So mm-hmm. what they do is they take the money from that we put into our savings account. They pay us a small interest rate. They leverage that money out back to us, essentially, for mortgages, credit cards, personal loans, car loans, debt consolidation loans, that in the form of that, where we're paying higher interest. And they basically capitalize on the spread. They profit on the spread of that. Mm-hmm. And that's essentially, if you take a look at the banks, they're some of the wealthiest companies in the world. And that idea is available to us. That concept is available to us as individuals in real mm-hmm. estate. And so the nice thing is that we also have the same rights as the bank. So we can be on title of the property that we're lending to, which gives us that security, so that if something goes sideways, we can, you know, send a demand note, start the pre-foreclosure process, start the foreclosure process, just as a bank would if you didn't make your mortgage payment.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's essentially yeah. private money. And there are real estate, we call them active investors. Those are the people that are going out and finding the properties and negotiating with the seller. It's often a distressed seller. They're renovating the house and then selling it and using private money for that. So mm-hmm. that's really the play, I guess you could say. And so I had some active investors in my life already. And when I figured out where I had some assets that I could start working with, through some restructuring and getting and speaking to them and working with them closely with my financial goals that I had set out, mm-hmm. I was able to achieve that financial independence. And I say independence because I was able to gain that financial independence from corporate America, leave that job. And then that has created the space in my life to be a better mom and write a book and write a program and share these strategies and concepts with other people, which is what I'm very passionate about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see why. And for our listeners out there too, could you say a little more about what that really did for you as a mother and a woman?
Absolutely. For as a mom, it really, if you think about, so I was very stressed out, as I mentioned. We figure out what our why is. So my why wasn't just that I had, my why is not just my son. It's that I didn't want my son growing up with a mom who felt stressed out, haggard, racing, not happy with her job, not happy with her boss, just not happy. And so that financial independence created that space where I didn't have to be racing all the time. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to deal with a difficult manager. I didn't have to deal with forecasts and early morning conference calls before the daycare even opened because I wasn't in the best time zone and things like that. So that's really what that did. And as a result, I get these moments, I get to really be in those moments with my son and enjoy everything. Like, we got up this morning and went for a bike ride. and he's learning, he's quite the little biker, for someone who just turned five, and, teaching him how to ride downstairs and, having a coffee and just being out in the sunshine and enjoying that. I didn't have those types of moments and experiences when I was working. I just was racing all the time. So I'm very grateful that I was open enough within myself and determined enough to go through that exercise and put it all together.
Yeah. And I think about the lessons that you, in doing this, this is something you wanted. You wanted to be, you had a vision of what you wanted to be as a mother, right? But I also think about, and as a woman in the working field, and I just think about the example that you've set for your son, and will continue to, because this is the person you are and you've achieved goals that you were looking for. Did you even picture how that could affect the life of your son in that way?
I really envisioned it. I really wanted it to work out. And I was hell-bent on making this happen. I knew when it came to me, it was like this force that came through my whole body. When I just thought, you know what, I'm going to look at this because I think that I can make this happen. Yeah. And it just, it was this, I can't even explain it. It was like a superpower thing. It just hit me in my heart. It hit me in my gut. It hit me in my head. I lit up. If I talked about it, I was like super passionate about it. I could just see it so clearly. And it really came down to the numbers. I had to do the work. It wasn't easy, but, short-term pain for long-term gain. Mm-hmm. And not to say that it couldn't be easy, but I didn't have anybody in front of me that had carved that path. So I was carving my own path. Now when I look back on it, I think, oh gosh, that was so easy. But during the time, it was a journey that had to be, carved. It had to be discovered. And then as a result of that, I documented it. And when I actually sat down to write Beyond the Banks, like even the title Beyond the Banks just came to me so naturally. And then I sat down and I wrote that book. I wrote it in a week and a half because it was just all there and simplified in my head because I had gone through it.
Which is what you're sharing now with other moms, right? And other people in general. I'm sure that your clientele is beyond moms, but I there's a lot of people out there who are looking for some kind of relief and being able to move away from that crazy busy lifestyle. And in fact, we are in this right now when we're recording, we are in this, if you will, pause throughout the world. We're home, we're taking care of our family needs. We're in the middle of experiencing a lot of change, lots of change. And I would imagine that coming out of this, how do you see this like moving forward, like your big vision as we move through this? What do you see for families?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just, really, we don't even know if we're at the beginning, if we're at the middle. We don't really know where we're at with this COVID thing, do we? It feels kind of like it's almost in the middle, but we don't really know because it could still be so much longer. And I know that it's devastating for many, many, many people. And even my husband has been hit hard with it. As I mentioned, he does sports broadcasts. So he basically makes TV for sports, a lot of big stadium stuff. And he's been completely wiped out from that. And so the stuff that I'm doing is very, very important. And it's actually, there's a beauty in it though, because, you know, he's missed a lot because he is on the road so much, and now he gets to be stay-at-home dad. So he's actually, he's out skateboarding with our kiddo right now. And he gets to have that space that he deserves, because he has been away a lot just by the nature of his job. So that's working out. There is some nice balance that we do have in our own family here, where I'm sort of stepping up as the financial provider right now. Mm-hmm. Well, and because we have, you know, he actively gets into this type of lending as well. So because we have that foundation, that financial foundation from the loans that we're doing, and then I'm also building my business, we're okay. And mm-hmm. there's a lot of stuff to be stressed out about right now with this whole situation, but we're not stressed out about our finances, which is very nice, because I can't even imagine having that on top of everything else.
Right.
So, and you know, I've got a few things that I do, from where I make, you know, some affiliate commissions. I believe in multiple streams of income, and I strive for that. And mm-hmm. some of the stuff that I do, I dedicate towards, you know, giving to the food bank and a few things like that, because I know that we are in a more a little bit of a more of a privileged situation. Mm-hmm. In terms of the future for others, I mean, all I can say is, you know, get your financial reality in check. Really take mm-hmm. a look at what you have, because you may be in a situation where you can be lending, making double digit returns in a monthly cash flow situation. You know, I have access to active investors who are providing, you know, 15-17% annualized returns in the form of monthly cash flow. Mm-hmm. And that can make all the difference. I have several people students that, you know, where one spouse has lost work, or they both have, but they had they have some assets to work with, and they're making, you know, an extra $2,500, $3,000 a month just from lending. And so it's holding them through these times.
Right. Right. So this is something that continues to move as we go through this, is what you're telling us. It's not something that just came to a halt as well.
No, because well, real estate is considered an essential service. And okay. I work with some very specific active investors who have very good strategies. They're actually pretty much all women.
Okay.
And they're doing big things, you know, running, billion-dollar plus multifamily companies in the U.S. Another two ladies that I work with that have got over 400 plus houses in Saskatoon, and they are, you know, I was their second investor, and now they're over 400 houses, and they're opening up with their business models in the U.S. in the next, by the time this airs, they'll be actively open in the U.S. And mm-hmm. they have a very pandemic, foolproof business model that, with these two very complementary programs, that it's quite amazing, actually. They're quite brilliant. So I work with really good people that are out there hustling. They're my circle. They're my people. They mm-hmm. you know, they don't see problems. They go, oh, okay, we got a challenge here, and they're very solutions driven. And they don't get stuck up on problems. They don't even have that in their vocabulary.
Yeah,
that's who I roll with.
Yeah, and that matters. That matters. We're coming to the end of our time, Jody. I've just so loved this conversation and appreciate what you're sharing for folks to just consider. You've talked about, you know, the drive, that your superpower of that driven attitude, that you just find other ways when one way isn't working. And that included having your son, like you just keep going. And I think this is really important. As we conclude, I was wondering if you would just comment on the ability to care for yourself through all of your, you know, all of your experiences and all you've been through. How do you find that your life now allows you to provide yourself self-care?
Well, I'm making sure that I am getting exercise. Mm-hmm. I am very lucky because my husband is an amazing cook and he loves to cook. Mm-hmm. And so we are, you know, we're eating well, and it's just, you know, really making sure that I'm getting the mornings with my son, making mm-hmm. sure that my husband gets his 2 hours. And we do bike ride a lot. And I have a road bike. That's one of the things that I'm so grateful for, because I'm able to just still get out on my road bike. And as long as they don't take that away from me, I'll be okay. And then, you know, there was a couple weeks in there where we had some bad weather and we were sort of housebound, and I have a skipping rope. And so I go out on my patio and I skip, and my son sits there and he says, "I believe in you, Mom." Oh, it's so sweet. I'm going to tear up talking about it, but he's such a beautiful little soul. And he sits there and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do 1,000 skips. And, you know, he's there cheerleading me on, and I do, you know, some other, I think the exercise is so important. Just mm-hmm. getting exercise, whatever works for you. If it's yoga, I love yoga. That's one that we do a lot. And whatever it is, just keep moving.
Yeah. Keep moving. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much, Jody. Please share again where people can find you.
Yes, you can definitely go to jodyvetrel.com. The other thing, if you want to book a consult with me, you can go to jodyvetrel.com/book-your-call, and you can book a call with me, and we can see if there's an opportunity for we can do an overview of your financial reality and see if there's a fit for you to take on some of these strategies. I'm happy to help in any way I can.
Thank you, Jody. And thank you for coming on and sharing your gems of wisdom with our audience. You know, we've been talking about financial freedom is not a myth. And so Jody has an avenue to assist you in achieving that. And also just maintaining income, if it's possible in your case, this is a great avenue to explore. And as a mother who is listening to this, then likely, you know, you're looking for avenues of creating the income that allows you to live the life that you choose and be the mom that you choose. I really appreciate all of you so much. And, you know, the great pause that we're in is certainly allowing us to see a lot of changes, see a lot of ourselves that we haven't seen before, and to see a lot of others that we haven't seen before. And yet, this is a great opportunity to get to know each other so much better and to work out our stuff and to really appreciate ourselves, our creation. And I just want to offer out great job and big hugs. So thank you. Thank you, Jody.
Thank you, Laura. This has been a really lovely conversation. I really appreciate, and I'm so grateful for you having me on your show. Thank you.
Thank you. Big hugs to you all. Till next time.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today.